The setting sun made Mike Pastore nervous, not because he feared the coming darkness, but because the wild men preferred it. The Primrose, a 250-foot cargo ship out of Hong Kong, had run aground 5 days earlier when a monsoon had heaved the ship upon the sharp reefs surrounding the island. Pummeled by relentless 20-foot waves, the vessel had been shoved to within 100 feet of the sandy beach. During the first 2 days, as the rains drifted toward India, the glowing sands looked empty and inviting, the lush jungle beyond promised shade and the thrill of exploration. If not for the still violent waves, the crew would have vacated the floundering vessel and set upon dry land to wait for rescue. But on the third day, when the waves became manageable, they arrived. Pastore had been on watch as the sun rose, a solitary guardian while the crew slept, ignorant to the danger. As one of three crew members who was not Chinese, he got shit duty a third of the time. A shiver ran through Pastore's body as he remembered the first native he'd seen. The man walked out of the jungle in a squat. His strange position, small stature and dark skin, had convinced Pastore that he had discovered some kind of island-dwelling chimpanzee. Lured by intrigue, he had left the wheelhouse and stepped onto the starboard side main deck, binoculars in hand. The memory was still fresh, and he didn't so much remember it as relive it in his mind.